This episode of the Local Musician Spotlight was originally recorded on June 5th, 2025. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM radio dial, if your radio still has a dial. We are online at kgvm.org. And it is time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. I'm your host, Bob Wall. And I'm here with your other host, Pat Loken. He's off behind a stack of electronic gear, audio and video stuff, doing his magic. And we're in the Tune Factory tonight with Mike D. Thanks for coming in tonight, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Bobbert.
Yeah.
How are you? Good. It is Bobbert, right?
I'm pretty sure that's what it says on my birth
certificate. Okay, all right.
I'm good, and you?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
All right.
I am hanging in there, living the dream.
Yeah.
Don't wake me.
It's, people who, have been anywhere in vicinity of the Bozeman music scene and at all awake in the last lot of years, I'm sure are familiar with you. So you've been playing music around here for how long?
It's kind of hard to say. Playing music by myself here, 29 years. It took me a bit to get into the scene and find some people I wanted to jam with. I was, when I rolled into town, I wanted to play, funky rock and stuff, like Primus, early Chili Pepper stuff. And that just wasn't, that wasn't a thing here. So
I
fell into the dead stuff and the jam bands. And So I was working at the Cat's Paw for a while. I want to say the first band was Spindrift. And that was, just a Cat's Paw band, a couple of the regulars at the Cat's Paw, who I talked about jamming. We just finally did.
Yeah.
And then Daisy Cutter. That was another Cat's Paw band with a few people. Carmen, I think, is born here. She's from here. But, I like music, and I like playing with music. Music with people, like it's solo is fun and all, but it's a lot more fun to brainstorm with other people.
Yeah.
And music is definitely a brainstorming thing.
Yeah.
If it's not the ancient primitive stuff, that's just kind of in our DNA. We all share that.
Well, cool. Yeah, we probably got a lot of stuff to talk about. We probably should hear some songs first, though, I think, get us kicked off here.
Let's see what happens. I mean, we don't really know. It could be anything.
Space aliens might swoop down. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. This song's called Light 2.
Gonna do when you find by now you've been standing in the light too. Take a deep breath, drink a toast to anyone that spites you. Tell me what's important to you. I do indeed believe for me I need air. Need a big cup of anything good for me. I need shelter to find love. Hey, everything else is a luxury. I need air. A big cup of anything good for me. I need shelter to find love. Hey, everything else is a ooh. Yeah, you're standing in the light. We're standing in the light, too.
Hey, this song's called Polka Dot Bow. Epic truth saying and epic lies, they all come wrapped inside the same disguise. Wrapped in pretty shiny paper with polka dot bows. And what hides inside you just don't know. And I've been stunned to find sometimes, yeah, what hides behind the bow. Until you dig in. Woo-hoo. Hey. Something like that. This song's called Elbows. I found things are better when you're around. Stand tall, be myself when you're around. No standing on my tippy toes or leaning on my elbows. There's something about the way I feel when you're around. So many things can bring us down. We need more things like you around. Woo-hoo. Ooh.
myself. I'm just a worry about your health.
Squeezing all of the funk out of that acoustic guitar that it's got in it.
Yeah, they all got funk. They all got soul. You've got to find it.
Yeah, figure out how to
fix
it.
Although some of them have more soul than others, to be fair.
That's the
price tag doesn't mean anything, in my opinion. If I pick it up and it sings, I'm in. Names, shapes, all that stuff, I don't care.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
yeah.
The sound doesn't come from that logo on the headstock.
It does not. Some might think that.
So,
if they were paying me, I'd say it.
So, yeah, a lot of original music. I had a great time. Got to see the Bixby Jones reunion down at the filling station here a couple weeks ago. And
Bixby.
That was a fun night and a fun band.
I had fun. Yeah, we all had fun. I think we had a good time.
Yeah.
You know, we do that every year or so. Sometimes it's 2 years. Sometimes it's 9 months. You never. It's just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, there's a. I don't know how you would describe it, the relationship with those boys, because it's a very magnetic kind of thing. We keep coming back together and drawn to each other somehow.
Yeah.
There's something about Luke's vocals that really fit well with mine. We harmonize well with each other. And that, being a Jan and Dean and Beach Boys fan,
yeah,
at childbirth or whenever it was, you know, I'm a huge fan of harmonies. So having three-part harmonies and three songwriters,
yeah.
I mean, that's fun.
Because oh, yeah.
Then you can relax, you know. Yeah. You sing a couple, relax, you know.
Yeah, kind of switch off that.
Yeah.
I think that works really
well. And I'm a drummer in that band, so. That's easier in general. I got a big wall of things I'm hiding behind.
That's true.
Nobody
that's
can
true.
See me dancing. So, yeah, you know, I like to play the guitar in the band, but I'm not a superior guitarist. I'm a songwriter.
Yeah.
And a drummer who just happens to like singing more than anything. But, you know, because that's where it's really at. That's the instrument that goes everywhere with me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and
that's
some... True. Some people just want a drummer. I'm not your man in that case.
You're not going to just sit back there without a...
No, I got... My secret superpower is a musician. I have some superpowers. I'm not supposed to tell you guys any of this stuff, but... No, I'm not the greatest musician, no matter what I play. I bring a certain kind of energy to a stage that fires up my bandmates more than I usually see them fired up. When I see them with their other bands, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. Maybe
it's the vibration. Special sauce, man.
I just want to have fun. You know, I've had bandmates who wanted to do it for money. We all want to make money. Ultimately, you're lying if you're not. But I don't want it just to be about money. I want it to be just about the music, and that's hard for some people.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got their reasons.
Right.
I fell in love with the drums when I was 8. you know, after I'd been playing the air guitar for a few years. So, you know, the drums are my first love, but till you know you can sing, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they can't. I'm pretty sure.
Right. You know, I definitely think that.
I still feel like I can't sing. I hear my voice, and I'm like, ugh. You turn the guitar off, turn the vocals down. But I've heard Robert Plant say that too. So
yeah,
I think you have to be hypercritical of yourself to get past a certain level.
Yeah,
you know, because everybody can play G.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But,
yeah, most of the good musicians I know are very critical of their performance. I was always,
yeah,
you know, I'm always recording everybody there. I was like, oh, that sucked.
No, don't put that on the radio. Yeah. Stop.
Bury that in a hole in the backyard or something. And then they go and listen to it later. I was like, huh. Like, yeah, it was great.
It's a Polaroid. Sometimes your selfies don't look that good.
That's true.
But years later, you're like, man, I was skinny. I look good.
That was good. That was a good time.
There's some kind of magic that's unexplainable with music, and everybody knows. It's just an unexplainable thing that you either get and you tap or you don't. I've seen some people have it and just walk away. You know, never pick up a guitar again. It's like, oh man, you were the best guitarist I ever seen. What the heck? What are you doing? Get out from behind that desk. Pick up your guitar again.
Yeah. It seems like if you have it, and man, it seems like it would be hard to walk away from.
So I tell you what, I've met so many people who are like closet musicians. Like really good, and they don't tell anybody. Nobody knows. And then if you become friends with them and you get intimate with them and you walk into their house someday and they're playing and you catch it and you go, oh my God, why aren't you in a band? Because I don't like being on stage. Or, you know, there's a certain comfort level that you have to find on stage. And I don't know if it's a little bit of ego you need to just get under the lights or whatever it is, but it's hard for some people. It was hard for me. Some days are harder than others, let me tell you. Like, for me, like, when I get super anxious about getting on stage, like whether it's a new stage or a new venue or a new band or whatever, like, just something as simple as, like, foosball or darts can really, like, relieve my anxiety. Just focusing on something minute and super small and just a brain drain, you know, without like taking you somewhere you don't want to go, because, you know, foosball is someplace you want your hand-eye coordination, so you're kind of warming up.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about foosball instead of the anxiety of 15 minutes away. God, my girlfriend's going to see me play for the first time.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you what, that's hard. First, I still struggle when my wife's in the room.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Been married for 25 years, been together 28 years, and I still, like, when she's in the room, I'm like, oh, God, I better be really good.
I gotta really nail this one.
Oh, now that I'm thinking about it, she's listening. Yeah. Oh, there she is right there. No, I'm just kidding. I won't think about her anymore. I love her. I think about her all the time. I write a lot of songs about her. So, why don't I play a couple of songs I wrote for Rachel?
That would be awesome.
This one here, I don't get to play very much because it's kind of a waltz, and rock bands don't like waltzes, so I don't know what.
Break through the wall.
But this is about the night we met in 1997. Well, it wasn't a meeting. Actually, I had stopped to talk to her a couple times, but that night I was standing there by myself, just enjoying the music at the pub, and she walked up. Ever since, man. Came to her like a moth to a light, smile lit up like a firelight, bright, all bright in the night. Oh, I raced to the light. There was nothing around but whispers and sounds and the cries of the night. She knew I need her. I knew that I'd seen her before, 'cause so many times I've seen her in my dreams, seen her wandering around fountains and dams.
ocean with me.
Too Light.
That's nice.
I'm going to go from that one to The Reason Why I Met Her. This is my... this is the proudest moment of my life and the saddest day at the same time. Because I learned how to say no that day. It turned out to be a bad thing. But it worked out. Like it always does. I'm the one who made you feel so sad and blue. I never meant for you to feel the way you do. My conscience led me on. It seems honesty is the one who did me wrong. Did me so wrong. I didn't mean to tear your heart in two. That's not what I intended to do. Just wanted to show you what a strong man I am. So you know I'm a better man 'cause of you. Ooh. She came on to me, I swear I didn't lead her on. I told her my heart was yours. I said, this is all wrong.
And that only made her come on a bit stronger. What was I to do? I couldn't take it any longer. I didn't mean to tear her heart in two. That's not what I intended to do.
Tearjerker for you.
There you go.
No, but I don't have many of those, so. Here's another one called Hold Me Down. If you don't break up with the toxic people, you never get to the good ones. Secret message.
Subliminal.
It's true. She said to me, we keep it living the same scenes. Same reality, different destiny, you and me. We're never really meant to be. No, I wasn't blind, baby. Don't think I didn't see. So many reasons why, girl. Some you didn't see. Why you and me? Never really meant to be. Why holding me down? You kept holding me down. Ooh, and turning me around. Ooh. Yeah, holding me down. Turning me around. Ooh. Yeah,
isn't holding me down. You're never gonna mold me. You're never gonna hold me down. You're never gonna mold me. You're never gonna hold me down. Yeah. Instead of holding me down, never gonna hold me down. And no more turning me around, ooh, ooh, and holding me down. You're never gonna mold me. You're never gonna hold me down. You're never gonna mold me. You're never gonna hold me down. You're never gonna mold me. You're never gonna hold me down.
Yeah. We need the drums and the bass right there, don't we?
Yeah. They bring in a certain texture.
All good tone comes from the hips, too, and I'm sitting down, so my tone's going to be off all night. So what's new, Bob? Anything new for you?
Yeah, just hanging out, enjoying some music. If you are just tuning in, this is the Local Musician Spotlight. You're tuned to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. Happy to have you along for the ride tonight. We're out at the Tune Factory, and you might be, in fact, watching this on YouTube instead of listening on the radio. If you are watching it on YouTube, or if you take a gander at the YouTube channel, it's Loken Productions YouTube channel. Watch some of the videos there. Watch this one. The like and subscribe buttons are your friend. You can punch that subscribe button. You'll get notified when Pat's got new content on the channel, these local musician spotlights and some other great stuff. And we are in the Tune Factory. And in fact, if you're looking for a place to record a demo or some cuts, the Tune Factory is a place you can rent, and it's set up to facilitate getting some tracks on wax. Well, maybe not wax, but down on little digital form. So you can find the Tune Factory on the interwebs. Get hold of Pat if you'd like to check it out. And we're in the studio with Mike D, having a great time.
Special shout out to Patty Cakes.
Yeah.
We love Pat.
Doing all the things, always.
That's right. Has he hacky sacks?
Yeah, I think he's juggling chainsaws back there.
He can do it all.
And they're started, too.
He can do it all.
Yeah.
All right, we ready for a song about me?
Sure.
Selfishly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. This one, I'll never play this one with the band. It's too, I think it's too poppy. I don't know for everyone. I don't know. It's got my favorite lyrics, like my lyrical content. It gets a, what do you call it? I don't know, autobiographical song. It's a couple lines that take me back to childhood, you know. Candy from the parade. That changed my, that day changed my life. Anyway,
those little seminal moments in your life.
Yeah, you know, little Mike D was like, hey, this is fun. People like candy. And look at how happy they are. You know, and then you just want to make people happy from then on.
Yeah.
You become a people pleaser. Anyway, this song's called Shakespeare. It's something about me. I run away every time things start to fray. Always been that way. I'm a brave. Don't want you to hide your feelings. Never want you to feel betrayed. Say what's on your mind. Let me tell you about mine. Yeah, anytime we can open it up. You never know. Shakespeare play or not. This song's called Divvy It Up. Pretty self-explanatory. If you don't divvy things up with your friends and mates, you're being selfish.
Pretty soon they stop being
right?
Friend or mate.
That's right. That's right. You're going to be selfish, then I'm going to be selfish, then we're all selfish, and then it's boring. Some news for you. And maybe you can feel it too. I got the feeling you don't feel a need to see. And it shouldn't bother me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. you're breaking my heart real slow. Don't ever say you're trying to please me. What's the truth? Well, we both know. We both know someone's got to carry the load. Can we divvy it up so it's not too much to hold? We both know someone's got to take control. You better start giving it up before it takes a toll. Ooh, gonna take a toll, yeah. Right, divvy it up.
Share it around.
That's right. Share it. Share the work. Sure. Cook sometimes.
That's right.
Do some dishes. Clean the toilet once a week. Come on. If we all do it twice a week, if there's two of us, right?
Yeah. Everything will be happy. Hunky-dory. That's right.
But that's how that goes. That's how I am. I roll that way.
Yeah. It's a good way to roll, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about balance, really. Yeah. All life stuff.
Yeah.
I got a healthy balance of masculinity and femininity, so I'm okay with it. And, you know, Rachel's the same way. So,
yeah.
It's one of the things we're a lot alike. Everything else, we're kind of opposites.
Turns out that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Because then whatever you suck at, the other person's good at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think sometimes if you're too aligned in everything, it's like you need a little bit of that. You need a little of that diversity.
You do.
I'm probably not supposed to say that anywhere. I might get arrested by the goons. But
oh, that's right. That's right. They're in town. I heard the plane landed.
Oh God.
Yeah. Anyway, so it goes. Just try to do the right thing, and it'll all work out, right?
Exactly.
That's the way I see it.
I mean,
whatever.
Yeah, Spike Lee made a whole movie about it. He must be, you know, there must be something to it.
Spike. Well, yeah.
Do the right thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Always.
I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Good call. good pop reference, man.
Yeah, there
good
you one. Go.
So, how's everybody feeling? We got a couple more songs, or I don't know what the time. I got no time.
We got about 14 minutes left, so.
I got no time pieces with me, so.
We're good, yeah.
So I guess I should do a song about here, huh? So I like to write songs. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I don't know. It doesn't really please many people other than myself, you know. But, you know, every once in a while somebody's like, hey, man, I relate to that song. I get that. And it's like, good, because you know what? That's what I fell in love with music when I was a kid. When I heard The Who and was like, hey, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, music. But anyway, this song's about the Gallatin Valley. It's about the whole country, to be honest with you, because it's my traveling song, you know, the I've Been Everywhere song. Everybody's got to write one. This is mine. So I only named 7 states, but collectively they're all named, whether you like it or not. Hawaii is in the West. Yeah, anyway, but generically it's about the West and just the life in the West is as it is, because I do feel like there's a certain vibe the closer to the West Coast you get. And I don't know if it's you know, the early pilgrims were chased west, you know, it's like they had nowhere else to go but west. And then they'd established a town and they kicked people out for being too weird, and they moved west and they established a town and they got too weird and they got kicked out. And, you know, the Mormons are a perfect example. They went out west and created their own vibe, you know, but, and they are a part of that too. There's nothing like the vibe in Utah, honestly.
That is true.
But there's something about nature that makes for healthy humans. When you can look at something naturally beautiful that hasn't been destroyed, and you can see the beauty and feel the beauty vibration from it. And not everybody's got it, because, you know, that beautiful part of Manhattan got bulldozed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to go upstate to find it, but it is everywhere. I found it in every single state. So I wanted to write about every single state. And I did. I made a list and checked them all off. And I got to it. I was like, oh, I didn't mention Delaware.
Nope.
So, sorry, Delaware folks. This one's called Western Sky. Genesis, your mom's bus road trip memory. Just a fuzzy image of the far off sea. The Spanish moss of Holly Springs. So many photos in the album only I can see. Where I bide my time in Ohio moonlight. I slip away to the furthest key. Tennessee, flying high in that Indiana sky. I drove by a field of dreams on my way to western skies. Western sky. Western sky. And I've been up and down the Appalachian chain. From Alabama to Maine, the most beautiful places I ever have seen. Yeah, them smoky old mountains always call my name. And I can sure use more of that Carolina moonlight. A deeper peek into the Okefenokee, please. Much more than Michigan show. I just drove down Green River Road. I know I feel free beneath this western sky. Mississippi floodplain, I'll sing to scream my name. I wouldn't be the same without this western sky. Yeah, western sky. Western sky.
eastern sky. So long, Delaware, Spanish Peaks and Crystal Creeks, oh my, and western sky.
Nice. Yeah. You're welcome, Delaware. Yeah, it's all about having fun doing it. If you can have fun doing it, and then 10 years later, it's still fun to do, you're doing okay.
There's something about it, yeah.
Thank you for always being ever-present in my life, Bob. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see your smiling face anytime I see it. It's always in a good place.
Tries to be.
Same with Pat.
Music keeps
Although I have been forced to hang out with him some places I didn't want to be, but he made it pleasant.
There you go.
It was pretty hot one day.
Yeah.
Out there under the sun working.
Yeah, I'll bet.
How about we sing about the times we live in? Guy wrote this song in 2016. And in 2016, I was hitting it hard, man. I was touring everywhere. I was in like 7 bands, just like all working. Touring this way, touring that way, everywhere all around here. Just nonstop. It was just hectic. It got really hectic, and I ended up quitting 4 bands all at once that year. And partly so I could do stuff like this and write songs for myself. So
yeah.
I wrote this with the intention of I quit all the bands that I was just, there was something about them that I wasn't happy about.
Yeah.
So those little things add up, right? And I like to trust people, and music is very intimate, self-serving at times, but at the same time, everybody wants new music. I know I do.
Yeah.
Here I am, grandkid number 3 on the way, and I still want something new, and I get bored with all the stuff that my high school friends still, that's all they listen to.
Yeah.
They've been listening to that stuff since the 80s, and that's all they listen to, and they're like, oh, there's no new good music out there. Well, what are you listening to? Iron Maiden? Well... You get out there. There's a lot of good bands coming out of Nashville right now. There's a lot like funky bands coming out of Nashville, and I never expected it. So I have East Nashville is on my itinerary whenever I go east, because yeah, some of my favorite bands are coming out of the east side of Nashville. I never would have expected funkiness like that out of Nashville. But I've heard, you know, you hear as a drummer, everybody's like, hey, you should be in Nashville or Austin. What are you doing here wasting your time? Well, I'm just trying to be happy, honestly. I've been trying to do that since I was 15, and everybody's like, why are you doing that? Well, because I'm just trying to be happy. You know, it's really that simple. I'm not trying to win any prizes. I just want to be happy. I want to stack up the soul cash as high as I can get it. You know, my real cash pile, I could care less about. It means nothing to me unless I'm hungry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. I wish I'd chased dollars more and was more businesslike and whatever. But I'd rather have love and feel good rather than feeling gross and having all kinds of cool stuff that I have to keep track of and
exactly.
Take care of.
Call around.
Insure.
Yeah.
All that stuff that just adds up. You get into debt so much for your toys, and it's no longer fun for the toys, right?
Yeah, even if you're not in monetary debt, there's this like psychic debt.
Yes.
You accumulate all that stuff, and
you can't
hardly keep from fixating on it.
That's why I go after the soul cash.
Yeah.
And I'll share it with people when they need it. You know, I know. We're all hurting at times, and we just need a laugh or a smile, you know. I try to tip with a good laugh and a good tip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just because it just makes me feel good. And it's the same with music. It makes me feel good. That's why I do it. So, but this song I thought was going to be huge in 2020. I thought it was going to be the summer hit of 2020. And it didn't work out. All the bands disappeared that year.
Exactly.
I spent 4 years going, this song's going to be big in 2 years, you guys. Anyway, the song's called 2020, so... Well, we got up on the wrong foot. Somehow we managed to get in line. And I woke so many times on the wrong side of the bed. Still had me a real good time. I took a wrong turn. Right, 2020.
There we go.
It's got a whole new meaning now, doesn't it?
It does. Got all confungulated. Well, thank you very much for coming in tonight, Mike. This has been a blast.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. This has been the Local Musician Spotlight. We're out here in the Tune Factory, Pat Loken and I and Mike D. So keep it tuned right here to KGVM. If you're watching on YouTube, check out some of the other videos that are on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. And have a great night, everyone.